谢谢弟兄和我们分享这一首啊美好的诗歌。
Our brothers can share this beautiful hymn.
接着上周啊弟兄的常见弟兄的提醒，让我们知道要住在主里面。
Last week, our brother 常见 has reminded us, to abide in the Lord.
刚刚弟兄也问我们，那我们住在主里面做什么呢？
And our brother also asked us, why do we need to abide in the Lord?
我们怎么知道我们是住在主里面呢？
How do we know if we abide in our Lord?
所以早晨愿意接着这样的一个负担，来和弟兄姐妹一同交通。我们在住在主里面，乃是与主有交通。
So this morning, I want to share with brothers and sisters, to abide in the Lord is to have fellowship with the Lord.
过去两个月里新南区的周四年长聚会，我们读了约翰一书。
In the past 2 months, in the West Office, the elders gathering, we had finished First John.
当我在主面前寻求以后，我觉得这卷书是我们今天作为神儿女们所需要的信息。
I think the message that in the First John.Is what we need today.
因为这卷书里面有一个非常重要的一个属灵的重点，就是关于与主的交通。
There is a very important spiritual, there's a crucial point in this book is to have fellowship with the Lord.
我们基督徒的生活必须注重与主的交通。
Our Christian life has to emphasize the fellowship with the Lord.
也因着与主有交通，我们才能够彼此有交通。
Because we have fellowship with the Lord, so that we can have fellowship with each other.
所以早晨我们愿意一同来读这卷约翰一书第一章。
This morning, let's read First John chapter 1.
如果弟兄姐妹有圣经的话，请翻到新约圣经，靠近末了，约翰一书。
First John, chapter 1.
对，我们要从第一章第一节读到第二章的第二节。
From First John, from chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 2.
好，我先用中文读，再请我们姐妹用英文读。
Let's read in Chinese first and then English.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
First John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life.The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witnesses and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. This is a message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you, that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
好，我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you that you love us.
你愿意与我们有交通。
You are willing to have fellowship.
主，早晨我们求你借着圣灵，透过这软弱的器皿，能够来向你所爱的儿女们交通。
This morning, may you have fellowship through this weak vessels by your Holy Spirit.
帮助我们进入这生命的交通。
Help us to enter into the fellowship of life.
好叫我们从你得更丰盛的生命。
So that we may obtain the rich life from you.
叫我们成为你在地上那荣耀的见证。
So may we become your glorious witness on the earth.
我们仰望你的恩典和怜悯。
We look upon your grace and mercy.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.刚才我们所读约翰一书里中文经文说到相交这个字，它其实就是交通的意思。
In First John, the word, it talks about the fellowship.
对，使徒保罗在哥林多前书一章九节那边告诉我们，我们蒙召就是要与神儿子一同得份。
The Apostle Paul in First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 told us.We were called into the fellowship of His Son.
意思就是要我们蒙召乃是要进入神与神儿子的交通里。
That is to say, we were called in order to enter into the fellowship of the Son of God.
使徒行传二章二十四节那边也给我们看见，在初期教会基督徒的生活就是一个交通的生活。
Acts chapter 2 also told us, in a early stage of church, theA life of Christian was the life of fellowship.
那边说到门徒们，他们都存恒心遵守使徒的教训，并且彼此交接，拨饼祈祷。
It talks about the disciples continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
对。彼此交接就是讲到彼此交通的意思。
And it talks about the fellowship with one another.
基督徒的生活不能够没有交通。
The life of Christian cannot go without fellowship.
我们不能够没有与神的交通。
We cannot go without the fellowship with God.
我们也不能没有彼此与肢体之间的交通。
We cannot live without the fellowship with one another.
基督徒的交通呢，乃是根据那个生命。
The fellowship of Christian is based on the life.
是根据基督的生命。
It's based on the life of Christ.
换句话说，我们知道基督徒的交通乃是在生命里头的交通。
In other words, we know that the Christian's fellowship is the fellowship in the life.
更准确的说，就是在基督的生命里面的那个交通。
More accurately is to say, the fellowship in the life of Christ.
按着时间的顺序来说，当使徒约翰写约翰一二三书的这个时间呢，应当是在整本圣经的最末了的时候。
Chronologically, the first John was written.At the very last of the Bible.
应该是在主后90年之后所写的。
It was written roughly after 90 AD.
当时呢，小亚细亚的教会他们已经失去了主给他们那个托付的那个见证，他们的属灵光景也失落了。
At that time, the churches in Asia, the testimony and the spiritual conditions have fallen.
我们可以从启示录的二三两章里面看见，就包括那以弗所教会，他们已经从那起初的爱里离弃了。
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it tells us the church in Ephesus already left the first love.
虽然以弗所教会从外面来看，他们仍然有为主的行为劳碌和忍耐。
Although outwardly they still have works, sufferings and patience.
然而教会的光景和见证已经不能够再叫教会的主感到满意。
However, the conditions of church has no longer pleased the Lord.
所以主告诉教会要悔改。
So the Lord told the church to repent.
要回到那起初的爱里。
To return to the first love.
这也是约翰一书的那个重点，就是为了这样的一个恢复。
That is also the crucial point of First John, which is about the recovery.
主要把他所爱的教会恢复到那起初的爱里头。
Lord wanted to recover His beloved church to the first love.
所以在这卷约翰一书里面有几个重要的关键字。
There are a few key words in First John.
爱这个字呢，在整卷的约翰一书里面出现46次之多。
The word love has appeared 46 times.
而知道这个字呢，出现了42次。
And the word know has appeared 42 times.
对，其中包括客观的知道和主观的知道，就是讲到经历呢，这样加起来差不多有42次左右。
It includes objectively and also subjectively experience, added up to 42 times.
那关于生命或者说永生呢？这个字呢出现有24次之多。
The word life or internal life has appeared 24 times.
而交通这个字呢出现了将近有10次。
And the word fellowship has appeared 10 times.
因此我们可以结论出，当时圣灵感动使徒约翰写约翰一书的时候，是为了要借着这个生命的交通呢，在教会中来恢复那个起初的爱。
So we concluded that in 1 John, the Apostle John wanted to show that the purpose of this epistle is to recover the first love.
叫神的儿女们能够爱神，并且彼此相爱。
So that God's children can love God and love one another.
弟兄姐妹，我相信这也是今天教会所需要的。
But and sisters, I believe that is what we need today.
借着生命里的交通，让神能够恢复我们里头那个起初的爱。
Through the fellowship in the life, so God can recover the first love in us.
叫我们能够在等候主回来的时间里，我们能够更爱我们的神，也更真实的能够彼此相爱。
So we can love our God and love one another truly. And in the last time,
我们一开始说到基督徒的生活应该是一个交通的生活。
And we already talk about the Christian's life is supposed to be a life of fellowship.
那交通的意思简单来说呢，就是共同的分享。
The meaning of fellowship, simply speaking, is to share.
那基督徒交通应当是分享什么呢？
What do we share in the fellowship?
我们乃是分享基督。分享生命。
We share Christ, we share life.
我们知道，当我弟兄姐妹常常都会因着我们的爱宴的丰富啊，我们挺自豪的。
I know that brothers and sisters here in Dongbo, we are very proud of our delicious love feast.
的确，就连西南区的弟兄姐妹们也知道。当我爱宴的伙食啊是相当好的。
I know, even the brothers and sisters in West Office were also, they know very well that our love feast is very delicious.
所以我们在主日信息之后，我们就有爱宴的交通。
So after the message on Sundays, we have a fellowship of love feast.
那在哀宴的时候，我们交通什么呢
？So during love feast, what do we share?
我们是交通哇，这个肉啊，红烧肉真是好吃。
We have fellowship about the delicious meat.
哎呀，那个麻辣凉粉真是可口。
And some other delicious noodles.
那你告诉我怎么做红烧肉，我告诉你怎么样来拌凉粉。
And I share with you how I cook the meat, and you share with me how you made the noodle.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们爱宴交通的目的呢
？Is that ought to be what we need to share during the love feast?
不是的。
No.
我们乃是盼望借着爱宴的这个机会，我们能够来分享基督，来享受基督。
We ought to share and enjoy Christ in the love feast.
哎呀，我相信在这点上啊，我们需要主的恩典啊，叫我们能够真正的来实践这个爱宴的交通。
I hope that we can practice this truth that we can practice the true fellowship of love feast.
那我也知道有一些基督徒，当他们聚在一起的时候
，I know that some Christians when they gather together，
他们说呢，他们是有一个读经的聚会。
They say they have a Bible study.
但发现啊，听弟兄姐妹他们在说啊，不是我们中间啊，就是说有其他的弟兄姐妹，他说他们的读经聚会是怎么样子呢？
Not among us, but some other brothers and sisters. How does their Bible study look like?
他们就开始的时候呢，有五分钟时间，大家读一读圣经。
First five minutes they read the Bible.
因为是读经聚会嘛。
Because it's a Bible study.
总是要读圣经，读主的话。
They have to read the God's word after all.
那他们花了五分钟读完一章圣经之后。
After the first 5 minutes of Bible reading,
哎呀，他们就开始交通这个最近的时事。
And then they started to have share news.
交通如何投资理财？
they share about finance investment.
交通如何呢？给孩子们选一些课外活动。
They talk about some activities for their children.
弟兄姐妹，不是这些事情本身有什么不好。
I'm not saying that those things are not good.
乃是那些的内容，并不是真正交通所要表达的那个意义。
But those things are cannot represent the true fellowship.
弟兄姐妹，我们属主的人真正的交通的目的，我们乃是要交通我们的主。来交通他的生命。
The true meaning, the true purpose of fellowship is to have fellowship with in Christ, in the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？神为了让我们能够进入他儿子的交通里，他付上何等大的代价
God had paid a great price in order for us to enter into the fellowship of the beloved Son.
他为的就是叫我们能够在他儿子里面，在基督的里面，我们能够有这样一个生命的交通。
He wanted us to have this true fellowship of life in the Son of God.
约翰福音三章十六节，我们都非常熟悉，那里告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, we are all familiar with. God so loved the world, and He gave His only beloved Son, and so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life.
我不知道今天在我们当中的有没有福音朋友，就是还没有信主的人。
I don't know if today among us do we have any gospel friend.That are unbelievers.
盼望你能够听见神借着约翰福音三章十六节对你所说的话。
I hope you hear what God wanted to say to you in John 3:16.
就是神非常的爱你。
That is to say, God loves you.
他爱你到一个地步，他甚至将他所最爱的独生子耶稣基督为你舍了在十字架上。
To a point that God has given His only begotten Son.To you and to die on the cross.
为了就是叫你能够因着相信他，你的罪得着赦免，不至灭亡。然后呢，能够得着一个这个宝贵的生命，一个永远的生命。
So that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have this precious life, this eternal life.
当我们信主的时候，神不仅借着他儿子耶稣的血洗净我们所有的罪。
After we become a believer, God has not only cleansed our sins by His blood.
神更是把一个他儿子的生命，就是这样一个永远的生命，赐给相信的人。
God has also bestowed this life of Christ to those who believe.
让我们能够因着神所赐给我们这样一个永远的生命，就是主耶稣的生命，我们能够与神有交通。
So that we can have the fellowship with God in this eternal life, this the life of Christ.
我们能够来一同的享受神在基督里面所赐给我们这些信的人那样一个丰盛。
So that we can enjoy the abundance that God has given us in this life.
因此我们要知道今天我们能够进入父与子的这个交通的里面，这是神极大的恩典。
So that today we can enter into the fellowship of the Son and the Father, that is the great mercy of God.
所以今天我们如果在我们的生活当中，我们没有好好的珍惜这样的一个生命的交通，是何等的可惜。
How pity we are if we do not treasure this fellowship today.
我们再说一次。我们与神的交通，还有我们与弟兄姐妹的交通，乃是根据那个生命。
Let me emphasize the fellowship that we have with God and with brothers and sisters is based on the life.
就是在约翰一书第一章一节二节里面所告诉我们的那个起初原有的生命之道，那个存到永远的生命。
That is what it tells us in First John chapter 1 verse 1. The life from the beginning, which is the eternal life.
主耶稣就是那个起初原有的生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the life from the beginning.
他就是那存到永远的生命。
He is the eternal life.
所以这里使徒约翰就说，是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
Apostle John says, "That is which we have looked upon, that we have seen, and our hands have handled."
这边告诉我们，我们与这个生命的交通呢，是非常真实的。
It tells us the fellowship of life is real.
也是个非常个人的。
And it's also personal.
就是你必须要与这个生命之道有交通。
That is to say, you have to have this true fellowship with the Word of Life.
就是我们必须要与我们主耶稣有这样一个生命的交通。
That is to say, we have to have the fellowship with our Lord.
然后我们才能够把它见证出来。
And then we can bear the witness.
我们才能够把它传给别人。
And then we can preach him.
我们才可以把这样的一个生命之道来告诉世人。
And then we can declare this word of life to the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是在约翰一书第一章一节和第二节所告诉我们。
That is what it tells us in First John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
我们是在基督里能够和与神和与弟兄姐妹们有这样一个生命的交通。
In Christ, we have this fellowship with God and with our brothers and sisters.
借着这样的生命的交通，叫我们能够更认识基督，更多得着基督，享受基督。
So we can know Him more and enjoy Him more through this fellowship.
然后我们也能够分享给弟兄姐妹们。
And share with brothers and sisters.
这是给我们看见那基督徒生命里面交通的那个意义。
So here it shows us the true meaning of fellowship in the Lord.
我们交通，我们进入这个交通的生命的交通里面的根据呢，就是根据主耶稣基督的生命。
So the foundation of the fellowship is the life of Christ.
好，那接下来在第三节第四节里面就告诉我们，在这样一个生命交通里面呢，我们有两种不同的对象。
In verse 3 and 4, it tells us two objects of fellowship.
一方面我们是与父和子的交通。
On one hand, that's a fellowship with the Father and the Son.
另一方面呢，乃是与其他圣徒，或者说与肢体们的交通。
On the other hand, it's the fellowship with one another, with the members of the body.
所以这里我们必须要知道，我们在这个生命的交通里面呢，第一个对象就是我们的神。
The first object of fellowship is our God.
是与我们主耶稣基督有这样生命的交通。
That is to have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以前面这个我们能够进入这个交通啊，这件事情本身是神所起义的。
So God has initiated this fellowship.
也就是说，神喜悦与人有交通。
That is to say, God, it is pleased God to have fellowship with man.
也就是说，神喜悦把他自己本性一切的丰盛来和人分享。
God is willing to reveal his abundance and rich with man.
因为在加拉太书，保罗就告诉我们，他说，神既乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
So in the book of Galatians, it tells us God is willing to reveal His Son to us.
所以今天我们能够认识基督，能够享受基督，这是神所乐意的。
So today, that we can know Christ and enjoy Christ, that is pleased to God.
所以我们看见，在起初神造人的时候。
So in the beginning, when God created man,
神就喜欢啊，跟人交通。
God is pleased to have fellowship.
虽然那时候只有一个人亚当。
Although at that time there was only one man, Adam.
但是我们看见神喜欢在伊甸园里头啊，跟亚当啊有交通。
But we see that God was pleased to have fellowship with Adam in Eden.
神愿意这位受造的人亚当啊，更多的来认识神，来享受神。
God wanted this created Adam to know God and to have fellowship with God.
我们怎么知道神喜悦与人交通呢？
How do we know that God is pleased to have fellowship with man?
我们知道，即使在始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
We know that even after Adam has sinned.
我们看见他们因着这个罪的羞耻呢，他们就躲避神的面。
We see that they hide it from God because of the, due to the shame of sin.
因着罪呢，他们就不敢来和神有交通。
Because of the sin that they dare not to have fellowship with God.
但是我们看见，乃是神来到园中来寻找人。
We knew that was the God who sought man in the garden.
神对那人说，你在哪里？
God asked, where are you?
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神的心是何等喜悦与人交通。
So we see that how willingly God is to have fellowship with man.
弟兄姐妹，有些时候我们可能因着一些自己的罪，我们得罪了神。
So sometimes we may sin against God because of our sin.
我们就躲避神的面，我们就不敢和神有交通。
And we wanted to hide from God, and we're afraid to have fellowship with God.
但弟兄姐妹，我们要确实知道。
But we need to know.
神一直来寻找我们。
God is always seeking us.
他一直来等候我们。
He is always waiting for us.
他盼望我们能够与他有交通。
He hopes that we can have fellowship with him.
因为从我们经历，我们就发现，
we know that through in our experience，
我们就发现什么时候，当我们认我们的罪啊，我们又来转向神的时候呢，我们发现好像神就在那里等着我们，跟我们有交通。
Whenever we repent and we confess our sins, we see that God was waiting there for us, to wait for us to have fellowship with Him.
所以我们看见从一开头，从一开始我们就知道神喜悦与人交通的那个心意。
We see that the heart of God is to please to have fellowship with man.
然后，所以我们看见我们在这个生命的交通的第一个对象，乃是我们的神，我们的主。
So here we see that the first object of the fellowship is God, is our Lord.
那我们要问我们自己的一个问题是，
So the question we need to ask ourselves is,
神既然这么喜悦来与我们交通，
So God is so willing to have fellowship with us.
弟兄姐妹，那我们的心是如何呢？
What about us?
我们是不是常常也喜悦，也渴望能够与神常常有交通？
Are we always willing to have fellowship with God?To have fellowship with God.
与神的交通是我们基督徒属灵生命一个非常关键的一件事情。
It's very crucial and very important to have in our Christian life to have fellowship with.
今天我们生活失败。
Today, the reason why we fail.
今天我们属灵之所以软弱。
The reason why we are weak.
一个非常根本的原因就是我们缺少了与神的交通。
One of the reasons is we are lacking the fellowship with God.
有一位弟兄说得好。
One of the brothers has said.
今天我们每天我们花许多时间与人来接触。
We spend lots of times every day to have meetings with men.
对，但是我们却非常缺乏与神的那个交通。
But we do lack the fellowship with God.
兄姐妹，我们若缺少了与神的交通，
If we lack the fellowship with God,
我们的生活，我们的服事自然是软弱的。
Our service and our life is will become weak.
所以我们能够看重神所看重的这一件事情。
So we need to emphasize what God has emphasized on.
让我们每一天我们都能够珍惜与神交通的那个时间。
So that every day we can treasure the time with God.
好，那我们除了与神有交通，我们也与肢体们有交通。
And then we also have fellowship with the members of the body.
我们要从心里面来接纳所有凡有基督生命的弟兄姐妹们。
We ought to accept the brothers and sisters whoever has the life of Christ.
我们常有这样的一个经验。
Oftentimes we have this experience.
就是在偶然机会当中，我们遇见了一个人，一个陌生人，然后我们知道他也是基督徒。哎呀，我们就心里面就好喜欢。
Sometimes we happen to meet someone and we know that they happen to be Christians. We are so happy.
因为我们知道他里面有基督生命，和我里面的基督生命是可以交通的。
So we know that the life in him or her and the life in me is the same and we can have fellowship.
所以刚开始谈话的时候呢，相谈甚欢，因为呢我们同有基督的生命。
So in the first conversation, we have a very good conversation in the beginning because we have the same life.
可有些时候我们谈着谈着呢，就问起来说啊，你在哪里聚会？
But afterwards, we started asking where is your gathering.
那我们也告诉对方我在哪里聚会。
And we told them where do we have our gathering.
哎呀，我们就发现这个他的聚会跟我的聚会啊，好像有一段的历，有一些的历史。
And then we found out we have our own histories.
或者有一些的不同。
Or some differences.
或者在真理上的一些看法不同。
Or some differences on the some aspects of truth.
你发现在原本啊，叫我们感到喜悦的那个交通啊，一下子怎么样就没了。
So you find out that the very good fellowship has disappeared.
姐妹，这就告诉我们一件事情：我们交通，我们与肢体交通的根据乃是基督的生命。
Here it tells us about the fellowship is based on the life.
其实主耶稣基督他自己也应该是我们交通的那个重点。
So the key of the fellowship is our Lord Jesus.
我们不要让其他一些基督以外的人事物呢，来影响了在基督生命里面的那个交通。
Do not let the anything that not of the life of Christ distracted us.
对，所以这个关于这个交通的这个内容呢，它必须是我们所听见、所听过，我们从主有一个主观的认识所领受的呢，我们交通给弟兄姐妹们。
So this fellowship is something we have received and we have experienced.
我就用我们周五晚上的读经聚会做例子。
For example, and our Friday Bible study.
有些时候弟兄姐妹感觉到说，当我们来到周五查经聚会的时候。
sometimes we feel that when we come to the Friday Bible study.
我们觉得好像不是很有得着。
We feel like we did not gain so much.
好像啊，我们饿了一个礼拜哈，好不容易等到礼拜五来到读经聚会了。
It is like we've been hungry for the whole week, and finally we come to Friday Bible study.
我不是讲到我们肉身的这个肚子饿啊，是我们灵里面的那个饿。
I'm not talking about physical hungry. I'm talking about a spiritual hungry.
就我们来参加读经聚会。
We come to the Bible study.
哎呀，我们带着期盼来。
We come with expectation.
可是我们却带着失望回去。
But we left with disappointment.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们觉得聚会是参加了。
Because we think we come to the meeting,
但是却没有吃饱。
But we were still not satisfied.
意思就是说，我们没有因着基督的生命啊，因着弟兄姐妹所分享基督的生命而感到饱足。
That is to say, we were not satisfied, after the fellowship of Christ with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，问题在哪里？
What's the problem here?
问题在于我们每一个人。都有责任。
Each one of us has responsibility.
有些时候弟兄姐妹会这样祷告说啊，哎呀，盼望周五我们来查经聚会啊，我们是空空的来，然后盼望能够饱饱的回去。
Sometimes we pray that we hope we come to the meeting and we come empty and we left full.
结果呢，果真每一个弟兄姐妹啊，来都是空空的来。
So truly indeed we come to the meeting empty.
那。虽然是聚会了、
yeah, we do have meeting.
每个人都空空的来。
Everyone comes empty.
所以呢，每个人就空空的回去。
And everyone left empty.
也没有人能够在聚会当中把基督的生命能够分享出来。
Because no one had the fellowship of the life of Christ.
并不是因为没有人讲话。
It's not to say that no one talks.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹会上网去读一些那个解经的一些资料。
And sometimes we go online to search for the interpretation of the scriptures.
所以呢，你就把你所读的资料呢讲给我听。
And then you share those interpretations to me.
那我也把我所读的资料呢讲给你听。
And then share what my.
因为你讲的是一个。头脑的知识
，because you have shared the head knowledge，
我讲的也是头脑里的知识
，and same with me。
所以到后来，我们看见聚会完了，没有一个人真正能够享受那基督生命的供应。
So after the meeting, no one had truly enjoyed the life of Christ。
所以你们这是一件非常严肃的事情。
This is a very serious problem.
我们聚在一起的时间是何等的宝贵。
How precious the time that our gathering is.
我们必须要认识到知识不能代替生命。
We have to know that knowledge cannot replace life.
主给我们有聚会的时间。
We have this time of gathering.
就是要盼望我们能够共同的分享基督的生命。
God wanted us to have fellowship of the life of Christ.
何等盼望在往后的日子里。
We hope that in the future,
我们每个人都是在日常生活当中好好的来与主有生命的交通。
We have a fellowship in our day with our Lord in our daily life.
以至于我们周五主日聚在一起的时候
，So on Friday during our Bible study,
你能够分享这一周从主所得着那个生命的供应。
We can share with each other what we have experienced in the fellowship with the Lord.
这个人也分享生命。
This person shared life.
那个人也分享生命。
And the other person shared life.
再有一个人也分享生命。
And another one same.
弟兄姐妹，我们回去的时候啊，真的就是饱饱的回去了。
So truly, we will leave full.
弟兄姐妹，这生命的交通是何等的重要。
So how important the fellowship of life is.
我们必须要在每天生活当中与主有生命的交通。
We ought to have the fellowship with the Lord every day.
我们才能够跟弟兄姐妹聚在一起的时候，我们彼此能够来共同分享这主生命的供应。
So we can have this fellowship of life when we gather together with our brothers and sisters.
好，那我们如何能够一直的保守在这样一个生命的交通里呢
？How do we keep ourselves in this fellowship of life?
约翰一书第五到七节，第一章五到七节告诉我们。
First John chapter 1 verse 5 tells us.
他说我们必须要行在光明中。
It tells us we ought to walk in light.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
这个光啊，是神生命的一个性质。
Light is a one of the characters of God's light.
所以我们若要与神有这个生命的交通，我们就必须要行在这个生命的性质里头，也就是说要行在光的里头。
We have to walk in light in order to have fellowship with God.
对你妹，我们对于我们今天属灵的光景满意吗？
Brother and sister, are you satisfied with our spiritual conditions today?
有多少人是觉得我对于自己今天属灵的光景很满意的？
How many of you are satisfied with your own spiritual conditions?
我想我们大多数人都会觉得不满意。
I think the majority of us are not satisfied.
当然，有些人会觉得说我对我的属灵生活相当满意。
Maybe someone will say I'm very satisfied.
因为我每天啊都有读经祷告。
Because every day I read the Bible and pray.
我也每个聚会都参加。
And I go to every meeting.
甚至还有服事。
And I serve.
啊，讲到这个财务奉献，那更不用讲了。
And not to mention the offering of money.
我都照着主所说的那样来做。
I do what according to the Lord's commandment.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要以这些外面的事情来作为我们属灵光景的那个衡量标准。
We cannot measure at our spiritual condition by this outwardly standards.
就姐妹，我们必须要行在神的光里头。
We ought to walk in the light of God.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就当我们在神的光里头行走的时候，
When we walk in the light of God,
神的光就显明我们的黑暗。
So the light of God will manifest our darkness.
也就是说，在神的光里头，我们才能够看到自己真实的那个光景。
That is to say, we can see ourselves clearly in the light of God.
因为有些时候，我们衬衫啊，像这种衬衫有一点脏啊，在那个不是很亮的环境里面，我们看的不是很清楚。
For example, our shirt when our shirt is not very dirty in darkness, it's not very obvious.
但当我们把它带到这个特别像这么亮的光底下一看，发现哎呦，这件衣服怎么这么脏
？When we take it in under the bright light, we find out it is dirty.
意思就是说，就里面当我们越靠近神，我们离神越近的时候
，That is to say, the closer we are to God.
我们就越能够认识到我们在神面前那个真实的一个情形。
The more we understand that our true condition.
好，这是我们和神之间在这光里面的交通。
That is to have fellowship with God in light.
那当我们和弟兄姐妹一同在生命，在这个神的生命里面有交通的时候
，When we have this fellowship with our brothers and sisters in God's
我们看见哈，如果你行在光中，他也行在光中。
We see that if you walk in the light and that another person walk in the light,
就好像呢，我们好像几根蜡烛啊，虽然每一根蜡烛的光都不是特别大，但你把十支、二十支蜡烛摆在一起的时候，我们看见那个光啊，就更加的明亮。
Just like a few weak light of candles, although each one of them is not so bright, but when we put them together, they're very bright.
对，姐妹就是讲到，当我们与神弟兄姐妹一同在神的生命里面交通的时候
，That is to say, when brothers and sisters gather together to have fellowship in the life of God,
我们自然就会蒙光照。
Naturally, we will receive the light.
所以当每一次我们在主的里面聚集的时候
，So every time when we gather before the Lord,
正常的情形，我们应当是会看见我们在神面前的那个软弱和亏欠。
Normally, we see our weakness and our shortcomings.
弟兄姐妹，这是行在光中的一个情形。
That is the condition of walking in the light.
如果我们来到主周五或者主日聚会
，So when we come to the Friday or Sunday meeting,
我们来的时候觉得自己挺好的。
Before we come, we thought we are good.
我们离开的时候，我们觉得自己更好。
And after we left, we thought we are even better.
因为我们觉得我们比别人好。
Because we think we are better than the others.
弟兄姐妹，这就不是行在光中。
That is not to walk in the light.
我们如果真的在光里面与神同行，与弟兄姐妹彼此相交的时候，
If we truly walk in light with and walk with God and to have fellowship with one another.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当在聚会里面，我们会有一个懊悔。
We ought to have this, this heart of repentance.
因为我们更蒙光照。
Because we receive the light.
我们看见我们实在是和神的心意还是相差甚远。
Because we see that how far are we from the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们今天为什么要一同聚会的一个非常重要的原因。
That is one of the reasons that we ought to have gathering.
就是我们一同来到神的光中。
That is, we come to the light of God altogether.
我们来接受神对我们的一个调整和一个管教。
We accept the discipline and the correction of God.
就像启示录里面给我们看见主作为那大祭司，他在金灯台中间行走一样。
Just like in the book of Revelation, our Lord as a high priest walking in those golden lamps.
当我们这样子在神的光里头与神同行，和弟兄姐妹一同彼此相交的时候，
When we walk in the light and have fellowship with one another,
我们看见神也能够把我们从那一切的虚谎里头把我们拯救出来。
And we can see that God can deliver us from all those vanities.
叫我们能够按着神的真理而行。
So we can walk according to His truth.
这是上周长兴弟兄交通道都讲到遵守神的诫命并不是一件难的事情。
Last week, our brother Chang Jian had fellowship with us. It is not hard to follow the commandment of God.
所以今天我们要能够保守在与神和与弟兄姐妹这个生命的交通里面。
So today, in order to keep ourselves in the fellowship with God and one another,
我们就必须要行在光中。
We have to walk in light.
我们也需要行在真理的里头。
And also walk in the truth.
我们看见，我们就能够一直在这个生命的交通里面一直的往前。
So that we can move forward in this fellowship.
那在约翰一书一章第八节和第十节这边给我们看见，在这个生命交通里面呢，有一个阻碍的因素。
In verse 8, it tells us about some obstacles of the fellowship.
对，应该说到这两方面。
There are two obstacles.
一方面是讲到我们的罪性。
One is our sinful nature.
就是我们的老自己。
Our old self.
或者说是我们的肉体。
Or our flesh.
它会拦阻这个与神和与弟兄姐妹这个生命的交通。
It will hinder the fellowship of with God and brothers and sisters.
那第十节讲到这个交通另外一个的阻碍呢，讲到我们的罪行。
Verse 10 tells us another obstacle is our sinful deeds.
就是我们任何犯罪的行为都会拦阻，会破坏了这个生命的交通。
The sinful deeds cannot break or can hinder the fellowship with God.
所以这非常明显，我们看见当始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后。
So we know that in the beginning, when after Adam and Eve had sinned,
他们违背神的命令，吃了神吩咐他们不可吃的那树上的果子之后。
They ate the fruit that God had commanded them not to eat.
我们看见他们就躲避神的面。
We know that they hide it from God.
他们就不敢跟神有交通。
They were afraid to have fellowship with God.
兄弟们，看见我们看见这个罪行啊，就阻碍了这个生命的交通。
Now we see that the sinful deeds had hindered the fellowship with God.
所以呢，我们看见他们与神的交通呢，就受了阻碍。
We know that they have these obstacles with in the fellowship with God.
我们与弟兄姐妹之间这个生命的交通也是一样。
The same thing with the fellowship with one another.
我们从前就举过这样的例子啊，在聚会当中。
We have talked about this example before.
有的弟兄姐妹和另外弟兄姐妹中间呢，有一点心结过不去。
We know that some brother and sister they have some disagreement.
可能是大的事，或可能因着大的事情，或者因着很小的事情呢，他心里面呢有疙瘩了。
they have some disagreement because of some major issue or some small things.
这样的一个心结啊，在弟兄姐妹心里面啊，慢慢慢慢就会发酵。
And later on, this disagreement permanent.
到了一个地步啊，他们就发现说，我不能够跟那个弟兄姐妹有交通。
To a point that they say we cannot, I cannot have fellowship with that brother.
那个弟兄姐妹，如果他选了基要真理主、初信主。那我就要去那个年长追求主。
If that brother or sister chooses the Bible, the basic
different
groups, and I will just choose another one.
那个弟兄从若从后门进来呢，那我就绕到前面，我要从前面进来。
If that brother and sister enter in through the back door, I would enter into the room through the front door.
姐妹最会叫我们与肢体的交通啊受到阻碍。
You see that sin will hinder the fellowship of the members of the body.
如果我们没有及时的来对付这个问题的话，慢慢慢慢你发现我们就从这个生命的交通里面呢，就离开了。
If we do not deal with this those problems in a timely manner, we know that it will become the obstacle of the fellowship.
我们就不能够在光明中与神同行。
We cannot walk in the light.
我们也不能够在光明中与弟兄姐妹同行。
And we cannot walk with brothers and sisters in light.
所以你也不要小看一件小小的一个问题。
Do not look down the small things.
我再举个例子哈，我们常常在美国比较没有哈，以前在台湾的时候啊，那个都是要用炒饭炒做菜都是很多油烟。
Before in Taiwan when we cook, we use a lot of oil.
因为那个中国人菜要炒得好吃，对吧？就好吃就要怎么样？大火呢，多油。
And when we stir fry, we use a lot of oil, and we use a strong fire.
Powerful fire.
Powerful
所以呢，那自然呢，我们都需要用那个比较强而有力的那个抽油烟机。
And of course we ought to have some very powerful vacuum.
那尽管用抽油烟机，你发现啊，在这个炒菜锅的这个旁边的那些窗户啊，哎，经过一段时间以后，你就发现哎。怎么厨房越来越暗了？
No matter how powerful the vacuum is, later on, as time goes, you find out that the kitchen is becoming darker.
不是因为天气不好。
Not because of weather.
你就发现这个厨房的光啊，越来越暗，越来越暗，越来越暗。
You find out the light of the kitchen is becoming a dimmer.
姐妹，你知道是什么原因吗？
What's the reason?
不是灯泡坏了。
Not because of the light.
还是厨房那个窗户怎么样？被油烟呢、啊，一层一层的盖上了。
Because the oil that had covered the window.
那油烟把那玻璃呢越盖越厚以后呢，外面的光怎么样就进不来了。
And the oil had covered the window, so to a point the light cannot come in.
弟兄姐妹，我们的罪也是如此。
So our sins is the same thing.
虽然我们讲到炒菜哈，我们每次炒菜油烟也不是那么多。
We know that each time we do not use much oil. Yeah.
Smoke. 对，但是你发现日积月累之后啊，这些小小的这些问题啊，就越积越厚。
We know that as time goes, the small thing will accumulate it.
最后就叫我们这个里面的这个灵里面的这个生命的交通啊，就受阻塞了。
And so that we have the hindrance of the fellowship.
对，所以我们盼望我们要看重这个生命的交通。
So we ought to emphasize the fellowship of life.
什么时候一察觉这个交通受阻碍的时候呢？我们就要赶快回到主的面前来。
Whenever we find out that we have the obstacle, we have to return to the Lord.
来靠着主呢，来恢复这个生命的交通。
By the Lord, we can recover the fellowship.
所以在约翰一书一章第九节那边，我们非常熟悉的一句话，这里告诉我们。
In First John, chapter 1 verse 9, it tells us.
他说：“我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。”
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
就什么时候我们在神的光里面，我们看见我们里头有罪恶，里头有不义的时候。
So whenever we see that our sins and our iniquities in the light of God.
就姐妹这边告诉我们说，我们要承认。
Here tells us we ought to confess.
神对我们的要求啊，其实很低很低的。
God does not have a high standard.
就你不要在那里跟神讲太多道理。
So do not reason with God.
哎呀，我之所以这样子，就是因为那个人那样子。
The reason why I am like this because the other people is like that.
弟兄姐妹，当我们与神在光中同行的时候
，When we walk with God in light,
我们自然会看见我们自己的不义。
We will see our own iniquities.
神对我们要求很简单，只要我们在神面前，我们愿意承认。
God wanted us to confess before God.
当我们承认的时候
，After we confess,
我们知道主已经为我们预备了救恩。
We know that God has already prepared the salvation.
就当我们认自己的罪的时候，我们就能够来凭着信心。来支取，来经历那基督宝血的功效。
So after we confess our sins, through faith, we can experience the effectiveness of the precious blood of Jesus.
这个重要的信息，感谢主，在我们主日擘饼、早晨擘饼的聚会里，我们反复的在复习。
We had reviewed this truth this morning during our table meeting.
就是今天早晨，我们也清楚的经历到。神是借着他儿子，我主耶稣基督，为我们开了这一条又新又活的路。
We know that God had consecrated this new and living way through His Son Jesus Christ.
盼望我们能够认定无他，只有耶稣的宝血。
So that we know that no other things but the blood of Christ.
神儿子耶稣的血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus can cleanse our sins.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这是神在创立世界以前就为人所预备的救赎。
We know that this is the redemption that God had prepared before the foundation of the world.
就是在人堕落之后。
Even after the fall of man.
我们看见从整个旧约的历史给我们看见神先后借着方舟借着祭坛借着会幕借着圣殿来预表耶稣的身体和他的宝血。
In the history of the Old Testament, we know that God had represented the body of Christ through the ark, through the tabernacle and the temple.
叫我们这些原本有罪的人能够借着中保，就是神所设立这位中保耶稣呢，我们能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
So we as sinners, through the advocate Jesus Christ, the mediator Jesus Christ, we can come before God.
因为呢，义者耶稣基督是为我们的罪成了那个挽回祭。
Because Jesus Christ, the righteous, has become the propitiation for our sins.
就是叫神能够在基督耶稣里来恢复我们与神的那个交通。
So that the fellowship can be recovered between us and God.
弟兄姐妹，这是神为着恢复他与我们交通，所为我们预备这样一个宝贵的救恩。
We know that this is the precious salvation that God has prepared in order to recover the fellowship with Him.
这不单是我们在信主的时候所经历的。
Not only that, this is something we can experience when we believe in God.
这也是我们在每天生活当中与神同行所应当经历的。
This is also something we can experience every day.
弟兄姐妹，我愿意问每一位弟兄姐妹这个问题。
I want to ask each one of you.
你上一次在神面前认罪悔改，经历基督宝血功效是什么时候
？When was the last time you confessed your sins and experienced the cleansing work of the blood of Jesus？
如果你说是在一个月以前
，If you say a month ago，
或者你说在几个月以前
，Or a few months ago，
我曾经经历了宝血洗净的功效所带来的平安喜乐。
I have experienced the peace that the blood of Jesus Christ has given to me。
姐妹，我非常担心。 很可能不是因为你在这几个月当中都没有犯罪得罪神。
I'm worried that it's very likely it's not because you have not sinned in the past few months.
而是你可能离这个光相当的远。
You may left far away from the light.
很可能已经落在黑暗里面，以至于不知道自己真实的光景。
You may have fallen into darkness and but without knowing that.Your true condition.
前些日子在我们服事的校园的聚会当中有这样一位有一位弟兄。
Some time ago, we have this brother in our campus fellowship.
他在国内就信主了，然后信主了几年。
He has become a believer in China for a few years.
信主之后呢，虽然也受了洗，但是一点也不追求，一点也不火热。
After he was baptized.He was not very fervent.
但是因着一些原因呢，他到美国这边访学一年的时候呢，他来到我们中间。
So he came to the States for study.
他来的时候，我们感觉到说，他的确不太像是一个信主好几年的弟兄。
When we see him, truly we thought he's not like someone.Who had already become a believer a few years ago.
对，但后来呢，我们发现就因着一件事情哈，就把这个弟兄真实的情形就显出来了。
And later on, something happened, and the true condition of this brother was manifested.
那他的情形变怎么样呢
？How was his condition?
他就跟我们讲说，他再也不要来聚会。
He said, "I do not want to come to the meeting anymore."
他说他不仅不要来参加我们这个聚会。
Not only does he not want to come to the meeting.
他说他也不要相信神。
He does not want to believe in God.
那时候我们就很紧张。
We were very nervous.
因为他说的一些话让我们感到甚为为他感到恐惧。
Something he has said scared us.
那我们不同弟兄姐妹就这样劝他，那样劝他，这样帮助他，那样引导他。
So our brother and sister tried to persuade him and tried to guide him.
我们也一同的一直为他祷告。
And we prayed him, prayed for him.
但是我们仍然没有办法把他能够留在这个交通的里头。
Still, we cannot keep him in this fellowship.
他就几个月时间。他就不来聚会。
A few months he did not come to the meeting.
他也清楚明确告诉我们，不要再跟他有任何的联系。
And he clearly told us to not contact him anymore.
我们看见这个弟兄，他完全从这个生命的交通里面离开了。
We see that this brother has left this fellowship of life.
我们心里面很忧伤，也很沉重。
We were very sorrowful.
但我们所能做的，只能为他祷告。
And what we can do is to pray for him.
过了几个月之后
，a few months later，
非常奇妙的
，amazingly，
这弟兄他跟我们联系说他要再回来聚会。
And this brother contacted us and saying he want to come back to the meeting.
哎呀，我们真的经历到主的话说，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
We truly experience the word of God that For to man it is impossible, but to God nothing is impossible.
我还记得他发个短信给我说，翁弟兄，我可以回来聚会吗
？I remember he texted me and asking, "Can I go back to the meeting?"
我心里面就当时就非常好奇啊，到底发生什么事
？I was very curious what had happened.
后来弟兄就跟我们大概描述了一下神如何借着他在学习上的一件事情呢，让他再一次经历了神。
And the brother has shared with us how he experienced God through his study.
就像我先前所讲的，当我们人因着罪，因着我们罪性的缘故，我们失去了与神的交通。然而，神仍然来寻找人。
Just as I have said, when man have left God because of their sinful nature, God is still seeking them.
因为神喜悦与他所爱的人。有那个交通
，because God is willing to have fellowship with the man that He loves。
所以，当这个弟兄经过神奇妙的这样一个挽回恢复的时候呢，他恢复了与主的交通。
After this amazing recovery, and this brother had recovered his fellowship with God.
他就当然就很自然的想要恢复与弟兄姐妹们的交通。
So naturally he wanted to recover this fellowship with brothers and sisters.
可是他就觉得很丢脸。
But he was.
因为当初的话已经讲得那么绝了。
Because he had said, he had said.
Absolute.
Yeah, he was so absolute before.
那现在他就不知道怎么回来啊，能够回到聚会里。
Now he was ashamed to come back.
我们的神真是很有恩典，很有怜悯。
Our God is truly merciful and gracious.
他就在我们弟兄在那里挣扎，在那里考量这怎么回去聚会的那个时候。
When our brother was struggling, was thinking how he can come back to the meeting.
主就借着一个弟兄啊，也就顺口问了他。你很久没聚会了，是不是要应该回来聚会了
？And through one brother, and the brother asked him, you didn't come to the meeting for a long time. Do you want to come back?
哎呀，这个弟兄啊，他心里面说不出的那个又喜又气的那种感觉。
This brother was very happy, although a little bit hungry.
他就说他正在挣扎这件事情呢，哎，就神就给他开路了。
And he said, I was struggling, but God had already opened the way.
所以当他再一次回到我们中间的时候，我们看见那个他与主还有与弟兄姐妹们的交通啊，是那样子被主恢复起来。
We see that after he came back to us, we see that how God had recovered this fellowship for him with brother and sister.
他说后面这几个月在聚会中的那个得着和享受主啊，远远比他从前信主几年里面加起来还要多得多。
He said he had gained more in this few months compared with what he had in the past few years.
我们感谢赞美主。这是主的话所说的，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的。
Thank the Lord, just as his word has said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just.
他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为神愿意我们常常能够在他与他和与弟兄姐妹的交通里面。
Because God is willing to keep us in the fellowship with Him.
好，弟兄姐妹，所以呢，我们如果一直在这样一个保守在这样一个生命的交通里
，If we keep ourselves in this fellowship of life,
那会有什么样的结果呢
？What's the result?
一方面呢，就是我们彼此借着这样的交通呢，我们会一同蒙神的光照。
We through the fellowship receive light from God.
就用今天做例子。
For example,
这里面如果我们今天真是在这样一个生命的交通里
，If we truly in the fellowship of life,
当我们今天聚完会，你们回家之后
，After the gathering when you leave,
你应该是有一个感觉说你蒙了一个光照，神的光照。
You ought to have the feeling that you have received the light of God.
可能是你会看到。过去这一周跟主亲近的时间太少。
You may see that in the past week, you just have a little time together with God.
或许你会觉得，在过去的一周当中，我对神的爱实在是太残缺。
Or, the love that I had in the past week was so weak.
就你们其实是当我们在生命交通里以后，我们会看见，我们就蒙了一起蒙了神的光照。
So in the fellowship, all together, we receive the light of God.
另一方面，借着这个生命的交通，我们也会经历到说，我们彼此的喜乐就更加的充足。
And also in the fellowship, our joy may be full.
就是当我们一同聚集交通之后呢，我们应该会感觉到那个喜乐啊，是更加的充足了。
After the fellowship, we ought to feel that the joy in us should be full.
可能我们的环境、我们的难处还在那里。
Although the circumstances has not changed.
但因着我们有生命里的这个交通。
But because we have the fellowship in life.
哎呀，我们里面啊有个真实的喜乐。
We have the true joy in us.
那我们里面爱主的心呢，也更加的更多。
The love for the Lord will is become more abundant.
我们也更愿意好好的来爱主，好好的来服侍主。
And we are more willing to love the Lord and to serve the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天神盼望我们能够借着这样生命的交通，能够一同的在主的面前被他来建立，这一个很重要的一个原因。
That is why we want to be built up together in the fellowship of the Lord.
所以这里使徒约翰告诉我们。
Here the Apostle John told us.
他说：“我们将这些话写给你们。
”I write to you.
也就是说，我将这些话，生命的话，与你们交通。
That is to say, I share this word of life to you.
是要叫你们使你们的喜乐充足。
So that your joy may be full.
叫我们能够更爱我们的主。
So we can love God more.
我们更多渴慕我们的主。
We can more. We can pursue our God more.
我们更愿意好好的来侍奉我们的主。
And we want to serve our God more.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless His own word.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你喜悦与我们交通。
Lord, we thank you because you are willing to have fellowship with us.
你实在是盼望我们能够得着你那完全的丰富。
You want us to receive your abundance.
主，愿你实在是把这样的一个渴慕也坐在我们每一个人心里。
May you stir us in our heart.
叫我们在今后的日子里。
So in the future.
我们更加珍惜每天与你在生命里的交通。
We can treasure your the fellowship in you every day.
叫我们能够更多的认识你，享受你自己。
So we can know you more and enjoy you more.
好叫我们也能够和弟兄姐妹来分享。
So that we can share with brothers and sisters.
叫我们一同在这样一个生命的交通里面被你来建立。
So that we can be built up in this fellowship of life.
能够成为你自己那荣耀的见证。
And become your glorious witnesses.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.